This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, April 6, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The Detroit Parks Coalition is launching an 18-month organizational pilot to support healthy, equitable, and vibrant parks and public places in Detroit. More than $1 million has been secured, and the pilot will include staffing and new citywide park programming and $500,000 in capital improvements for Detroit parks. DPC is supported by grants from the Kresge Foundation, Hudson Weber Foundation, Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, and Knight Foundation. Other supporters include the state of Michigan and the Detroit Pistons. About $90,000 from the Knight Foundation will go towards an arts festival across 7 Detroit parks in August and September of this year. DPC will be hosting an in-person event on April 11, 2022 from 2 to 4 p.m. in Eliza Howe Park. Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud announced its inaugural Director of Public Health. Ali Bazid will lead the newly formed Dearborn Department of Public Health. Abazid, a Dearborn native, most recently served as a public health advisor at the National Institutes of Health. Abazid served as an advisor at the Detroit Health Department, where he bolstered efforts to reverse water shutoffs and revitalize human services following the city's bankruptcy. Dearborn's last health department, which employed a combined medical staff of 5 and offered low-cost clinical care services, closed in 2011. A judge has ordered the demolition of the crumbling Packard Auto Plant in Detroit. Wayne County Circuit Court Judge Brian Sullivan wrote in a March 31st order that the plant's Peruvian owner, Fernando Palazuelo, and his company Arte Express Detroit must remove all rubbish and debris from the sprawling site that covers several city blocks and demolish all buildings and structures on the property. Palazuelo bought the property in 2013 for $405,000 at a Wayne County tax foreclosure auction. He said then that his plans were to restore and reopen the 40-acre complex as a mixed-use commercial, residential, and cultural development. The Detroit Riverfront Conservancy broke ground earlier today on the Southwest Greenway, formerly known as the May Creek Greenway. According to the Detroit Free Press, the half-mile-long path is expected to run from Bagley to Jefferson. The path will also connect the riverfront and Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park with the rail station and neighborhoods throughout Southwest Detroit, Mexican Town, and Corktown. The Southwest Greenway will cost roughly $8 million and should be completed in the fall. The Detroit Sports Commission is inviting the community to celebrate hosting the NFL Draft in 2024. The event is free and will feature festive football-themed activities for all ages on Thursday, April 14th. The event will start at 4:30 p.m. at Campus Martius Park. There will be food trucks with music. It will be followed by a program emceed by NFL CBS analyst Charles Davis, where fans will hear from key figures and witness the unveiling of a custom interactive display representing the announcement. A law that would force people convicted of crimes to pay for everyday costs of running local courts is headed to the Michigan Supreme Court, where opponents want it struck down. The justices heard arguments earlier today and that the current law expires in October, and any decision from the Supreme Court will affect how the legislature responds. Critics say it's unconstitutional for a judge to oversee a criminal case and have the power to force someone to pay to keep the lights on and the building clean. From 2018 through 2020, courts collected $108 million statewide, and 75% of that was collected in district courts. Those courts handle traffic tickets, drunken driving cases, and other misdemeanors. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News.